The Shriver Hall Concert Series is opening their new season on Sunday, October the 23rd at 5:30 p.m. And presenting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble, it's such a pleasure to welcome back the Executive Director of the Shriver Hall Concert Series, Catherine Cochran. Lovely to have you back in the studio.
Lovely to see you again too.
So although when you were putting this program together, you could never have known that Neville Marino would die this month, I suppose this concert in a way almost turns into a type of memorial for him.
I think in some ways, the Chamber Ensemble was founded in the late 60s, drawing from its membership from the world-renowned orchestra. And its goal is to perform the larger-scale chamber music repertoire, quintets to octets, with players who regularly work together rather than the normal string quartet plus guests. And it's renowned. It has, like the orchestra, has recorded prolifically, and it's got a gorgeous sound that has the fullness of a chamber orchestra, but also the polish of a string quartet with sparkle and warmth and precision. And they're presenting such an interesting program, three chamber works that each has its own relationship with the symphonic form. Mozart's Divertimento gives each of its parts an individual voice, but shares the movement structure of a concerto grosso or Italian sinfonia. And then there's the arrangement of Strauss's massive tone poem to Eulenspiegel, and then Schubert's Octet, which was written as a preparatory sketch for a symphony. But it's essentially chamber music in its style and its use of voices. So it's very interesting, these three works that straddle and explore the intersection of what is chamber music and what is symphonic music.
So the octet from Schubert is kind of like the culmination of the program with everybody getting together on stage. It's interesting how they've actually structured it with the Mozart coming first. And if we think of his Divertimenti, I think Eine kleine Nachtmusik is the most famous of those, the
sure.
Divertimento serenade idea. And we hear it most typically for a string orchestra, but he wrote it one on a part, and that's what we have here with their work that they're performing, right?
Well, there are four parts on this particular Mozart Divertimento, but there's no indication as to forces. So you can do it with a larger chamber orchestra, or you can do it as a string quartet. And this is right at the same time in the early 1770s when the string quartet was nascent and beginning to emerge. So he does certain things like shed the continuo part and really give each part its own voice, but is vague about numbers, so it can go either way.
If one thinks of Richard Strauss, the operas and the tone poems will come to mind. What an interesting reading of this very early tone poem, his Till Eulenspiegel. And it's almost like a joke piece, as I understand it.
Yes, it's a tone poem based on the German folk tale of the prankster. And was originally written for a large 70-plus piece orchestra. And then this other Austrian composer, Franz Hanserl, decided to arrange it for a quintet. So you really do get a sense of the levity and the huge range of colors from the Strauss tone poem.
It's a wonderful program to open the new season for the Shriver Hall Concert Series. Music by Mozart, Richard Strauss, and Schubert with the world-renowned Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble. This is Sunday, October the 23rd, 5:30 p.m. as usual at Shriver Hall on the Homewood campus. More information is at shriverconcerts.org. Always such a pleasure to speak to their executive director, Catherine Cochran. Have a great season.
Thank you.